The city will contribute approximately $400,000 to support an economic development project with local business Lazen Incorporated after a unanimous vote by the Las Cruces City Council. The business, best known for its aerial inspection and mapping services, will receive funding with support from the Local Economic Development Act. City Business Development Administrator Elizabeth Teeters outlined the specifics of the project.
The New Mexico Economic Development Department will contribute up to $750,000. The city will contribute $400,000 and be the fiscal agent for the project. The agreement states that Lazen will have 79 full-time employees by December 31st, 2026, with a capital investment of $8.5 million.
The new funding will allow the business, which has operated out of Las Cruces for over 30 years, to relocate to a larger facility off of West Amador Avenue. Lazen President Tim Goolsbee detailed the need for a new facility to the city council.
Lazen's been here in Las Cruces for 30 years now. 2019 was our 30-year anniversary. We expanded into the gas and leak detection market in 2005, and since then we've definitely become the industry leader. We've been in the same location. We've expanded, take over four suites, and our people are literally crammed into hallways. We have no place to put anybody. So that was the main impetus for us, was to be able to grow and expand. And on top of that, our expansion plans require a lot of people, so we have no place to put anybody. So that's the main reason for us, you know, reaching out to do this building.
Lazen frequently conducts flight inspections on natural gas pipelines, refineries, compressor stations, and storage facilities. Councilor Ioana Bencomo brought up some concerns about dependency on the oil and gas industry before ultimately voting in support of the resolution.
And I get nervous that in southern New Mexico particularly, we keep, you know, bringing in jobs that are highly dependent on an extractive industry. And so I will just say that it makes me nervous, but I'm glad to hear that you're expanding and that you're thinking about other ways to, you know, use the resources and tools at your disposal.
The city council also discussed the merits of imposing a city curfew, something Mayor Ken Miyagishima feels is currently unnecessary. The mayor spoke about the difference between nearby El Paso and Las Cruces.
I know El Paso put a curfew, and I think the reason is their restaurants before the curfew were open later. And as you well know, the governor here requires all establishments to be closed by 10.
Mayor Pro Tem Cassandra Gondra called for a curfew to be considered, citing the current rise in cases.
I'm encouraging that we consider a curfew. I think that's important, especially I'm very, very concerned about Halloween and folks meeting more than five people at their home.
Ultimately, the mayor stressed controlling the virus will come down to wearing masks.
Night, even if you have people in the evening, I mean, it's really all about just making sure you wear your mask, in my opinion. And as I mentioned before, you know, I'm taking all that in. I'm watching the numbers every day. I'm keeping as much as I can.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.